Mark Lopez is a Tucson native who now serves as Deputy Assistant Administrator for the Latin American and Caribbean Bureau of USAID, the United States Agency for International Development.
Both my parents were in the Peace Corps, and I think that planted a seed of interest in Latin America and in things international.
After attending Tucson High School, he decided to follow in his parents' footsteps and joined the Peace Corps, where he served in Paraguay. Now he's an appointee in the Obama administration. While he oversees international development in Latin America and the Caribbean, he also spends time lobbying, explaining the agency's programs to members of Congress. Lopez travels to Central and South America and says President Obama has decided to make development one of the key points of the national security strategy, which also includes defense and diplomacy. The agency's goal is to encourage economic development in other countries so that the U.S. can do business with those countries.
It's really an important aspect of how we engage around the world. So it's not about, you know, sending our military in. It's not about necessarily just signing a diplomatic accord, but it's really working at the grassroots level to build up the institutions of whether it's health, education, science and technology. It's working to make sure that the systems are in place around the world so that those countries can be markets for U.S. exports, can prosper, and can be a strategic partner for us around the world.
One way to foster development, Lopez says, is to combat violence. For USAID, that has meant a shift in approach to criminal organizations and gangs in Central and Latin America.
Previously, there was a strong emphasis on what they call mano dura. It's really just an enforcement aspect to working on the problem and arresting our way towards a solution. Well, we found, not surprisingly, that didn't work as well as we'd liked, and we've really focused on helping countries build up their institutions of justice, build up opportunities for young people so that they don't have to enter into a gang.
That gang prevention and reduction work hasn't just helped international development efforts. Lopez says the city of Los Angeles, also known for struggling with gangs, is working with the Agency for International Development to share solutions and learn new strategies.
We've been able to set up a memorandum of understanding, a connection essentially between USAID's work in Central America and the city of Los Angeles to make sure that things that we've learned over the last 20 or 30 years we're able to share with our colleagues in Central America and vice versa.
Lopez says getting rid of violence from gangs or other organized crime improves economic development opportunities. Lopez says one of his challenges is explaining the impact of the programs to people who can't see the results.
When we think about foreign aid, it's not so foreign to the Tucsonan who was a Peace Corps volunteer in Guinea-Bissau, or to the church group that made a trip to Honduras a few summers ago. These are real tangible efforts that have both meaning and importance for the American people. We see that conveyed through our colleagues in Congress. We see that support then come to us.
And Lopez says the agency is vested in its goals of international development because it opens economic opportunity for Americans and homegrown businesses. USAID also works on health initiatives, including HIV and AIDS treatment. The agency has a budget of nearly $52 billion, less than 1% of the federal budget. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.